I'd like to call to order the regular meeting of the City Council for the City of Shore Acres, Monday, March 24, 2014, at 7 p.m. First order of business is roll call.
Stephen Jones, present.
Nancy Chanel, present.
Bo Bunker, present.
Matt Weber, present.
Rick Moses, present.
Mike Wheeler, present.
Next item on the agenda is the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible. The next item on the agenda is special presentations, introduction of Shore Acres Officer T. Hesse, I believe. Chief, I was hoping that you would take the honor to introduce to us our newest Shore Acres finest.
Thank you. It is a privilege of mine to stand before you today and tell you that several months ago during the selection process for Chief, one of the things that I vowed to do was to bring high credible people into this department, people with experience, and I was very fortunate when we took applications this go around that Officer Hossie, that he applied. Tim brings with him over 29 years experience with the Houston Police Department, where he has been commendated over 27 times. That's just what I can count. And some of those are from supervisors and some are from citizens alike. He's been a field training officer for the past several years. He has served not only in the field training program, but in the crisis intervention units as well. He's served as a K-9, and he's also set on committees for Houston. I've known Tim for over 25 years. He's highly credible. He's highly ethical. And we will continue to raise the bar when we hire in this city. We will not lower it for anybody. So I welcome Officer Hossie to Shore Acres.
Welcome, Officer. Thank you, Chief. Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes. We have a regular council meeting February 24th, 2014. As the first set of minutes, if council has had a chance to review those, I will entertain a motion at this time.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for February 24th, 2014.
Thank you, Rick. Is there a second?
Sure.
Nancy, thank you very much. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? With none appearing, the motion carries. The next item is the regular council meeting, March 10th, 2014. Council has had an opportunity to review those minutes. I will entertain a motion at this time.
Make a motion to approve the minutes of the council meeting for March
10th,
2014.
I'll second.
Thank you, Mike and Rick. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? With none appearing, the motion carries. The next item on the agenda is approval of minutes. Council reports and requests. Alderman Wheeler has a report on animal patrol activities. Alderman Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. In keeping with what Rick Moses started last council meeting to keep our citizens abreast on items that were brought up during the public comments portions of our meetings, I went to the city to talk to the mayor, to talk to Mr. Stahl regarding the proposal by one of our citizens, Mr. Yarvino, who brought to council a form that he would like to see implemented by the city for registration of pets. Conversations with Mr. Yarvino transpired before I actually got involved in this. Some considerations were listened to, but the extent of the form that Mr. Yarvino wanted to see implemented was somewhat invasive to privacy, first of all, and it was also bordered on bringing the city to bear in litigation should something happen within the city. Therefore, the I guess the agreement was that the city would continue to use its current registration forms that we have. We've compared what we consider relevant in pet registration with what LaPorte has, almost line for line. Ours matches LaPorte's with regard to the owner, with regard to the pet's registration, rabies vaccinations, this type of thing. So I think Mr. Yarvino was satisfied for the most part with the city's position. But what I will, I had a conversation with the mayor regarding the public's response, both pro and con. And if everybody would look in their water bill, there is a response by the mayor. It lists the Shore Acres city codes with regards to vaccination, registration, collars, tags. One of the things that I found somewhat interesting by reading through this is not only are dogs required to be on leashes and vaccinated and registered, but also cats and ferrets. Now, I didn't know we had a ferret problem in the city of Shore Acres, but apparently at one time we did. Otherwise, it probably wouldn't have been included in the ordinance. But I bring this to light just from the simple fact that even where I live, we have a number of I won't call them stray cats. I don't know that they're stray, but they're unleashed, untethered, and out wandering the streets. With one of my conversations with the mayor, when we discussed the ordinances, we Matt assured me that he was in contact with Chief Harrison with regards to possibly stepping up code enforcement. But our main focus here is going to be on public awareness. We really, really would like to see our citizens abide by the city ordinances. And as of this date, what we have seen is a significant increase and the number of our citizens that have come to City Hall and registered their pets. We've had 14 tags that were issued just since the last meeting 2 weeks ago. So far this year, we're, I believe, up to 19, which is 17 more than last year, 17 more than the year before. So since, like, we had a dramatic decrease in the number of people that were registering their pets, but hopefully with this new public awareness that we'll get more and more people to bring their information down, get their pets registered, and with a step up in code enforcement from the police department, maybe we can avoid another tragedy like we had before. Any questions from council?
There are no questions from council. Are there any citizen questions or concerns? Yes, sir.
I have one coming up. I just want to ask if there's anything on the record saying that how many kitty cat attacks have happened in this city?
I don't have any knowledge of any cat attacks at this at this point.
Okay. I just wanted to bring that to.
I have not researched that particular question. I don't know if there have been any, but I can't say that I've heard in the last 2 years of any attacks.
Well, I don't know if there has been. You know, where it may have happened and what kind of kitty cats there may have been. But
I don't know if there have any been reported at this time.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Did I understand that a cat seems to be on a leash? Did I understand that correctly?
It is a cat and it is subject to leash laws. Yes, ma'am.
Have you ever seen a cat on a leash?
Yes.
Yes. It looks strange, I must admit. It is not a usual thing to see, but I have seen it. Yes, ma'am.
Charlotte Wills, 3342 Miramar. Just a comment and an add-on. I have a garden, and I find cats in my garden all the time, and so it really is a bother to have loose cats. But I was also going to say, what I'd really like to see is enforcement. because my neighbor witnessed two yellow labs kill a cat in her front yard. I have a picture of the dead cat, and I have a picture of the two dogs that did it. It's two yellow labs, and they were loose again on Sunday. So we may not consider they're sweet dogs, but they should not be running loose. And they killed a cat. They could also hurt a small child or something like that. I don't know why they killed a cat.
Thank you. Are there any other comments? Yes, sir.
Patrick Stanton, 128 Shady Lawn. I'd like to applaud the city for coming out with letters, looking at past records and asking if you need to get a tag. I had two dead dogs I got tags on, and one that I just got paid for a tag. They told me it was invalid. It's just a mistake. But anyway, I was glad that that happened. And since I walk my dog every day, I only saw two labs loose this week, and that was over on Country Club, East Country Club, in Bio there. And they weren't the yellow labs, they were kind of tan. So dogs are still running loose. And I don't know that it's necessarily all the time dogs from Shore Acres. They may be from Bay Colony or Bay Oaks or to the north of us. So I would like to see us enforce it, and also would like to, if there is a fine for not having a tag, I would like to see that mentioned. That, you know, the people, if you get a dog and it doesn't have a tag, that you will be fined. You know, if that's a valid, if that is valid. Thank you.
I have one more comment, Mayor.
Yes, sir.
One thing I did neglect is spoke to Devin Stalls about, because when I was looking for the information on a pet registration, I found it very cumbersome to find. You had to kind of dig around to actually get to the information. But one of the things that David has done is he has put a notice on the city website on the front page about a reminder to register your animals. I think that is something that Mr. Yovino was very adamant about, that we inform everyone in any manner possible that we get our pets registered. So kudos to David for making that change on the website. That's all.
Thanks, sir. Yes, ma'am.
One more question. I mean, people have outside cats. How do you keep outside cats on leashes? I mean, what's next, the coons and the skunks? I mean, there's got to be a fine line to where, yeah, there's inside cats, but there's also outside cats.
That's for every pet owner to do whatever it takes to stay within the codes.
But how do you keep an outside cat on a leash? just wonder.
My opinion on it is, you know, to stay within boundary of common sense. You know, if it's your cat, it wanders your area, just basically more, it's more of a, just don't let them wander off the neighbor's way. They stay in your backyard, your front yard. I personally don't see an issue with it. I think there's nothing wrong with that personally, being on either side of this bench. I think if it's in your area and your home, and I think what we're looking at is one like Mrs. Wells, they come over, jump the fence, whatever, then they start getting into the garden or something. I think it's just a common courtesy kind of thing to make sure they stay within their guidelines. I mean, I have the same thing on Shady Lawn where I get numerous cats that come over all the time and I don't know where they're coming from, but yeah, you walk out and they boogie on. But it's just a common courtesy. But Miss Wells, I have a question for you.
Yes.
About the two Labradors. That was a witness? I mean, they witnessed the labs kill this cat?
Yes.
So this was witnessed?
Yes. Okay.
Do you know
who
the owner of the dog is?
Yeah.
Submit the pictures.
Okay.
I was just going to say, I think that's the next step would be to follow the chief on that, let him handle that as a police matter.
I'd like for them to just be on the police.
Well, that's what I'm going to talk to you about.
One of the other items about cats that I'd like to address is there's been a lot of emphasis on dogs and such. And I can well understand that. However, the one thing that I think escapes a lot of folks is that this is a bird sanctuary city. And one of the primary targets, if you will, for our feline population is the local bird population. And the killing of birds is prohibited in this city. And that is another consideration as far as the cat issue, and it is a very difficult issue to address, both from an owner standpoint, but also maintaining our bird sanctuary status. So that is certainly one thing that will have to be taken into consideration when enforcement is an issue. It's an age-old question. How do you herd the cats up? And I've never heard a good answer to that, but I believe it's fair to say that with dogs, cats, and ferrets, we need to look at it from the standpoint of owner responsibility and the types of consequences that come with the responsibilities being neglected, as it is a sanctuary for not just dogs or cats, but birds as well, and we have to take that component into consideration when we talk about enforcement. So although it may seem a little ridiculous, we still have an obligation to abide by the sanctuary rules as they're set forth in the ordinance as well. And if cats are in fact killing birds in this city, that flies in the face of our standing as a bird sanctuary. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm Neil Moyer, North Country Club Drive. Well, speaking from some considerable experience, a well-fed cat is a lazy cat, becomes a fat cat, and I can assure you that tends to abate their interest in hunting, at least in my experience, and that's eight cats since I've lived in Shrikers.
Sage advice indeed. Are there any other questions or comments concerning item 5.2 on the agenda?
Mayor, I have two points of order, statement and fact.
Mm-hmm.
One being that dogs do kill birds as well. I don't know if you've ever been hunting. There's a dove on the ground, Fido in the backyard or not, is going to sit there and do it. And the second thing I just wanted to remind Alderman Wheeler that David Stahl, his last name does not have an S on the end of it. It's Stahl.
Thank you, ma'am. Are there any questions or comments at this time? If there are none appearing at this time, we'll move on to the next item on the agenda, public hearing and public comments. I would like to take a brief moment before we get started to remind everyone to please silence your phones at this time. I should have done that at the beginning of the meeting, but I didn't realize I had neglected that until I had a reminder. So at this time, we'll go ahead and ask if any citizens have any comments that do not appear on the agenda to go ahead and address council. And we'll start on the right side of the room and move to the right. Yes, sir.
I'm Neil Moyer, North Country Club Drive. And spring has arrived, and that means wildflowers and bluebonnets are rising. But there are also may be some noxious weeds appearing, and I'm referring to the fact that this is also the season when political signs come out. And apparently some people don't seem to respect people's signs. I'm aware of at least one case where a sign that was very prominently located was removed from Miramar Drive. Now, I don't know about you, but you know, this is a nuisance in a sense that we put up with during this season. But I think anybody who doesn't respect our democratic system here and allows for people to post their signs in a reasonable and non-objectionable way, there's no reason to vandalize them by thieving them. I realize that this is not something that can be readily dealt with by the police force, and certainly I don't think it's appropriate. But on the other hand, I think our process of having elections around here is degraded when we have supporters of some candidates and opponents of others vandalizing the signs. So I'd like to respectfully submit that for the next month and a half or so that people respect that and stop this nonsense. Thanks.
Thanks, sir.
Oh, my turn. Charlotte Wells, 3342 Miramar. Just wondering, did you check with the city to see if they took it up? Because they took mine last year, during the last election.
I'm pretty confident that that didn't happen since it was in a private front yard.
Yeah, I would like to remind the citizens that the citizens' comment period is to address.
Yes. I would ask that we look at our signs and make sure that we follow our ordinances, and if anyone loses a sign that may be too close to the public easement, you might check with the city to see if they picked it up. Okay, most of my comments today are directed towards problems with city staff. One is, I sent a FOIA on March the 3rd and have not heard or had a response to it. That was asking about storm drainage surveys, also invoices from the city engineer, and also any applications for culvert permits. I'm asking questions because I'm very concerned about the building that's going on Miramar right now. I'm very close to it, right next door, and I've watched houses being built this past year and am concerned about the way that I'm concerned about drainage, very concerned about drainage, and I would like to have those reports. The other is, I spoke last time I was here, which has been two city council meetings again, about Mr. Stahl, who was taking photographs of my house. He was sitting in front of my house, and I looked out from my computer and saw Mr. Stahl with a camera. And it really spooked me a bit, because I have been complaining quite a bit here at council. When I emailed Mr. Stahl and asked him what he was doing out front of my house, he did not tell me. He said he was on other business. The mayor emailed me later and told me that he was taking pictures of construction. However, my house is not under construction, yet my house is on the internet. It's on under the, I think there's more than 24,000 photographs on the Flickr account, and my house appeared on that account. I don't really want my house on that. I also looked and saw pictures of me sitting in council meetings, which I also think is inappropriate. In my opinion, you should ask people's permission before you post their pictures or pictures of their property on the internet, unless it's for city business for some reason. But again, my home was not under construction, and that's what the mayor's email told me. Next problem I have is I asked for a FOIA, reading the permits for the homes that are being built on Shore Acres, on Miramar right now. And I was told that I couldn't read the permit because information needed to be redacted. That means the phone numbers, all those things that are on that need to be taken away. So I waited more than a week to be able to look at the permits. And when I got the permits, nothing was redacted, or nothing that I could see. The name, the amount of money that a person had spent, all of that was still available to me to read, and I have it. And then my last complaint about city staff is during a planning and zoning, and then something comes right after it, the Board of Adjustments. The last meeting that we had, where the Board of Adjustments voted to take down trees that are on Miramar for this particular builder. And I know that 40 to 60 year old oak trees were taken down 2 weeks ago. And they were taken down with permission, and it was spoken about at the last council meeting, because I love, and again, thank you very much for having that, the meetings online so I can listen to them when I'm not able to attend. But when I did that and I listened to, I think it was either Mr. Moses or Mayor Weber that spoke about the trees. And what they didn't say, what was not said, was that planning and zoning actually approved taking those trees down. And when they did that, we had, I think, one or two new members on planning and zoning that were appointed the Monday before, which I find interesting. And then also the other was that One member said, absolutely no, don't take down the trees, and the other sat on the fence. Well, my problem, and the reason I'm describing this to you, is because our city manager, our city administrator, excuse me, my time's up, then did a sales job to selling the trees, saying that the homeowners, or the builder said that his houses were going to sell for $1.5 million each during this planning and zoning meeting. And then the city administrator came along and said, when one person was not agreeing to take the tree down, and which would have stopped it, it would not have happened. But the city administrator came and said that $24,000 worth of taxes would come in from a house of this nature, and convinced, or for some reason, that person did change their mind and we did take down the trees. In my opinion, that was inappropriate. If Mr. Stahl is the floodplain manager, he should be looking after floodplain. If he's building, anyway, I'm going to stop now because I know my time's up, but I have a real problem with the city administrator being the salesperson for the builder. Thank you very much.
Thanks, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Jardine Bay, 616 Baywood. A couple of things. A couple of Sundays ago, we had a really bad thunderstorm come through with a pretty good wind, some rain. There's a lot behind me that's vacant, been vacant ever since Rickles was here. Taxes haven't been paid on it since the mid-90s. And so I found out this past week that the school district took it over in 2012. To the point is there's two or three dead trees on that lot. Well, of course, that wind and the rain brought that tree down on my fence and in my yard. And I got out there, it took me over an hour to clean up the backyard. It was like Ike. But the problem is that the tree went through the fence to where I can't get it. And if I could, I would. And I called City Hall and told them about it. Then I went up to and asked Kathy Powell at the tax office. She said I needed to talk to David, which I called Annie and told her what Kathy said. But then I decided to go ahead and go to the school district. And that's a message with Mike Clausen. And he called me back that afternoon. And didn't know that the taxes hadn't been, they had assumed the property, and that they would take care of the trees for me. Couldn't do the fence, and I'm not asking for the fence. I just can't do the fence without the tree out of the fence. And plus, there's tons of poison ivy behind there. But the point of matter is that we have a lot of dead trees in this town, and if you own property, you need to be liable for those trees. And in this case, there's no one really. I mean, the school district's got the first lien on it, and then it trickles down to various entities. So I really think we need to address the tree situation before the hurricane season comes. My next thing is I asked for a public request for how much my police report costs. I just wanted an accident report. Well, I don't know if y'all look at what we are being charged, but I got an itemized bill from the attorney on different charges. That police report cost the city $575, and I knew as much then when I got it as before I asked for it, because all of it was redacted. If I'd known that, I wouldn't ask for it, because there's no sense charging the city $575. What I'm getting at is when y'all go to pay invoices, y'all pay them. Do you ever look at the itemized charges that we are being charged for? I know lawyers are expensive. I know the city needs a lawyer. But to talk to the lawyer every day for a week, I don't know about that. And for a police report, they had to go all the way up to the attorney general for him to say, just reject it, $575. That could have been put to something that the city really been abused. So, thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Are there any others who wish to address council at this time? Yes, sir.
Michael Schnell, 618 Baywood. Last week's meeting, or the previous council meeting, brought to my attention some of the issues that we were having with the water plant. My question at this is, I do have some questions about that. Is it appropriate to talk about it now or wait until David does his report?
I believe that the water projects is on the agenda at this time, and at that point, I believe your questions can be addressed.
All right, thank you.
Yes, sir. Are there any others who wish to address council at this time? Yes, sir.
Jerry Victor, 3346 Miramar. I was going to talk a little bit about the tree issue. Now, we've got a contractor coming in, a builder, who's going to remove trees, it appears, if it's going to obstruct the view of his houses that he's building. Well, I'd like council to look at is amending the ordinance, because when an appeal goes to planning and zoning or the Board of Adjustment concerning trees, they're sort of locked into the city code. And what I would recommend, like city council or appoint a committee to look at it, at the tree ordinance, so that any time a tree is removed, that builder or contractor be obligated to replace a smaller version of that tree somewhere in the neighborhood. Now, you all know we lost a lot of trees after Ike, and our neighborhoods are getting pretty sparse in certain locations. So my recommendation is either appoint a committee, or take another look at the tree ordinance, and require any builder or contractor removes live oaks, for example, with 12-inch, 14-inch diameter trunk, he'd be obligated to replace them somewhere with some type of tree, a smaller diameter trunk, but in the neighborhood, sort of restore our neighborhood. And that's also in line with the bird sanctuary. The birds are losing their nest. The same with the squirrels. So, thank you.
Thanks, sir. Are there any other citizens' comments at this time?
I know I'm out, but can I have one about the oil spill and the birds? Do y'all have that list? Because if we find oil and birds, who to call? I put the number on our Shoreacre site.
Believe that we can probably address that under the general activity report.
That's all I was going to say. Don't touch them. Call the number.
I appreciate it. And, they're without that being on the agenda, I'm not going to broach that subject this time. But thank you very much for your input.
Well, Mayor, since that's all she wanted to state was the phone number, if Ms. Swift has that, can she just go ahead and do that right now?
As a...
I can email it.
I would, yes. If you wouldn't mind emailing that, we would be happy to visit making that available to the general public.
Thank you.